Having fled violence in the Western African nation of the Ivory Coast, Binta Sidibe knows what it's like to feel isolated amid civil war.
My school was bombed and all that, and they destroyed my school, so I was forced to come to the United States.
So Sidibe is one of about 20 students at UW-Superior's Amnesty International chapter that is getting signatures urging the Egyptian government to not harm demonstrators.
I don't want people to think, oh yes, petition is not going to go anywhere. Every little signature are going to affect. They're going to have a big impact on the situation.
That's true.
That's Violeta Chicaro Garcia. She says even though she has strong opinions about the revolution in Egypt, she's keeping those ideals to herself.
Amnesty International defends and respects human rights, not so much taking sides on political situations per se, but on human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Some people cannot speak for themselves, so it's good to put out a voice for them.
Garcia says it's easier to get foreign students involved in Amnesty International. Chapter Vice President Lyle Kesterman agrees, but he says students from the upper Midwest are inspired by what's happening in Tunisia and Egypt.
Hope is definitely a huge part of it, but also it's, you know, reaching a speedier end with fewer loss of lives and fewer injuries.
Kesterman says just making fellow students aware that they can make a difference is part of the fight for justice. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.